antler tagging.
Good morning again, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator. On page 14 would be the tagging of velvet antlers. You'll recall the recommendation was brought forward by the department in regards to this current requirement on the tagging of antlers that are in velvet stage. In fact, during the 2019, this last legislative session, House Bill 1023 essentially repealed a state statute that mandates the tagging, which resulted in some of the requirements of this administrative rule. So rule is no longer needed, necessary, and we ask for your finalization to repeal this rule.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Mr. Chair, next page on page 15, this would be a wildlife feeding rule, I guess you could call it, in response to the change to the archery start date from, I believe it was the fourth Saturday of September to now September 1, staff reviewing the rules. At that time, we just didn't pick up on this particular rule related to the change to that season date. But essentially, it's modifying those dates where baiting is prohibited, or the use of bait to attract big game for hunting purposes, to modify those season or those dates for that purpose from August 15th to move it back to August 1. We feel having a month there with no food sources available helps remove some of that habituation of those animals coming to those sites for the purposes of hunting. So just an adjustment here to those dates.
Yes.
Commissioner Bees here. I got a couple questions or a question on as far as baiting or doing bait stations. Has there been any talk about the CWD areas that are high about you having not allowing bait stations in those units? Because some of the concerns I've had from different individuals that the concentration of animals contact is what spreads CWD, and if we're baiting animals into those areas, that would expand it more. So is there any talk about eliminating it out of those high epidemic areas?
Mr. Chair, if I can, Commissioner Bees, excellent question. In regards to chronic wasting disease, that topic, any time you artificially concentrate deer or elk, if you put them in an unnatural concentrated area, and we know feeding can do that to wildlife, whether you're bird feeding or whatever you might be feeding, but that does in hypothetically or in theory increase the chance of disease transmission whenever you concentrate animals or humans. I mean, that's why we when it's sick, you stay home, right? Or you don't come to work, or you get quarantined if it's real bad. But so this has been a discussion with our internal work group related to chronic wasting disease, with our stakeholder work group we have put together. It's a contentious topic. It really is. Obviously, baiting, the use of bait to hunt in South Dakota is illegal. This rule here is to address the use of feeding wildlife as it relates to the purpose of hunting. There's been some discussion whether or not we as a department have the regulatory authority to ban the feeding of wildlife. We feel we likely do have that, but would that be the best route to try to address placing restrictions on feeding wildlife? Would that be more appropriate coming from a legislative standpoint? We know there will be a lot of opposition to a restriction of that nature. Lots of folks, for whatever reason, like to feed wildlife, to view them, to photograph them, whatever those reasons might be. It is a topic. We addressed it in our chronic wasting disease action plan. It's not an easy topic to talk about, and we obviously have some more work to do on that. So I hope you don't think I'm dancing around my response to your question, but it is a challenging one to discuss and to address, but it is on our radar screen.
The reason I ask is, you know, in these high areas, if we're wanting to cut it back, I would think maybe that would be something we'd do. We must have authority to ban or approve because we're approving dates to do that, right? So we must have authority to regulate feeding wildlife because we're authorizing certain dates to do that. But the reason I'm asking is if we don't want to spread, maybe down the road we should look at the high epidemic areas and maybe not including them in this type of a rule. It was just my suggestion.
Yep.
Thank you.
Suggestion, yeah. And again, this rule pertains towards the act of hunting associated with the feeding of wildlife. So that's why we obviously know we have authority to do that when it comes to wildlife food sources versus hunting purposes.
Yeah.
Any more discussion? Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here. I agree with Commissioner Bees's thoughts that at some point in a future meeting, not necessarily the next one, but if the department could maybe give some thought to, you know, again, the benefit of maybe banning bait stations in these CWD areas, what it'd do, you know, for us and do to us, just as a kind of a report, if you will. It may be worthwhile as a discussion as we continue to figure out ways to battle, you know, CWD. So just my thoughts.
Yep. Any more discussion? Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. On that same line of thought, Commissioner Bees, I think we found out on the chronic wasting stakeholder group that even livestock salt blocks and mineral blocks didn't control the CWD, the prions. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Locken, I think if your question is, can that prion be, say if an infected deer licked a salt block or a mineral block, could that prion become available for transmission to another deer or elk? There's some, to my knowledge, some evidence in the scientific literature to suggest that could be a realistic possibility.
Any more discussion? If not, is there a motion to approve this finalization?
So moved.
Second.
Any more discussion? If not, all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. Gets us down to 16.
Mr. Chair, I appreciate the comments from the commissioners here, and at October meeting, we can certainly come back as requested with some additional information regarding the feeding and baiting and maybe bring some stuff of adjacent states and their rules and how they handle that in a package. Is that kind of what we're looking for? Okay, we can do that.
Okay, great. Thank you. John?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, again. John Katilnik, staff attorney. Going to focus your attention to page 16 on the finalizations. Just again, a refresher, we went over these in depth at our July commission meeting. I will try to go through quickly, but not probably as quickly as the last set of administrative rules, because I'm going to be asking for a couple amendments to the original proposals. But I will, again, keep hitting the highlights. And so with that, asking you to turn your attention to page 16, recommended change from proposal is to essentially strike number 2, at 4101.0103, which would be exempting department employees from Title 41. After doing some further research and discussing with the LRC, it's unnecessary. There's a statute, and you can see down in the supportive information under new info 41-2-16, our employees are already exempt from the title itself and the fact that they're carrying out their duties. So that would be the first request, is that a motion to amend to strike number two on that proposal, that finalization.
Do we have a motion to do that?
So moved.
Sorry. Any discussion? If not, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Amendment passes.
Okay. And then I would be asking for consideration of adoption of the amended finalization.
Is there a motion? Nope, thank you. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor of the proposal as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Turning your attention to page 16A as an alpha. This is a title dealing with license agents. Again, hitting some of the higher notes, we made changes dealing with nomenclature, consistency, style and form, nothing too earth-shattering. And again, I think I gave you a very thorough review at the July commission. So pending any of your questions, I'd ask favorable approval of finalization of 16 alpha.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Turning to page 16, Bravo. Use of parks and public lands. Again, a lot of updating of authorities, nomenclature, language cleanups, moving certain rules around for consistency purposes. I will be asking for two amendments to this initial proposal. The first being originally when we were drafting these new administrative rules or moving things around, we lumped all of these state park systems into one unit that would include Mickelson Trail. After speaking with Matt Snyder and his staff, there are some landowner agreements with those adjacent landowners on Mickelson Trail where we had agreed basically that we wouldn't change the time. If you recall, we wanted to make a uniform time of 11, the parks close at 11 p.m. and open them back up at 6 a.m. The agreements that we have with those adjacent landowners is 1/2 hour before sunrise to 1/2 hour after sunset. So that would be the first amendment I would be asking, is that we carve out that exception. The second amendment would be just simply, if you turn to the last page on 16, Bravo, there was an oversight and there were two additional rules that needed to be added back in that were not included in the original proposal. So those would be the two amendments that I would be asking for consideration on.
Do we have a motion to approve those two amendments?
Second.
Any discussion? Not. All in favor of the amendments, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
And then I guess I will hit the R3 on this. I do believe that what Andy and I have done, it, by consolidating these rules and making a unified time for when our parks are open and when our parks are closed, as well as the public lands, it is easier for our users to understand, hey, it's 11 o'clock. If it's 11 o'clock, then I got to be out of here. So, again, I think that's easier for our users. It cuts down on inconsistency, not knowing, you know, if I'm in a state park versus a hunting access area. So I do feel that it helps towards the criteria that we considered in the R3. So with that, I would ask favorable consideration for the passage of the amended 16 Bravo.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Not all in favor of the amended 16B, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, moving your attention to 16 Charlie. This deals with motor vehicles on public lands. Primarily, again, what we did there was rule consolidation. There was a lot of confusion with signs, and we had specific signs listed out there as a yield sign, you must yield. We simplified all of that into just saying you obey signs. And again, updating authority, making sure that we were citing the proper authority when the administrative rule was being cited. So again, primarily cleanup and some consolidation. With that, ask your favorable consideration for 16 Charlie.
A motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Not. All in favor of approving 16C, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Mr. Chairman, moving on to 16 Delta. This chapter deals with park licenses and trail passes. So again, it was primarily a cleanup for clarity purposes. There were some indiscriminate terms that were not necessarily defined the best and maybe used inconsistently. And then again, updating our authority, making sure that we were citing to the right authority. Maybe I'll back that all up in terms of why I keep saying we're updating our authority. It's necessary for if we're going to successfully prosecute a violation. We've had judges that have basically said, no, we're not going to prosecute this case because you didn't cite the right authority. So it is an important aspect to make sure that these authorities are correct and pointing to the right areas. But I guess I should have premised that back on the very beginning. But again, that's why the authorities are so valuable. But again, other than that, it's just consolidation, cleanup, style, and form. So unless there's any questions, I'd ask for your favorable consideration on 16 Delta.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Somewhere.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor of approving 16D, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Mr. Chairman, drawing your attention to 16 Echo, dealing with camping permits. Again, no real change from the proposal. It was primarily dealing with clarity, style, and form, and updating authority. With that, I would ask your favorable approval.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes.
In the last action sheet here, 16 Foxtrot, I would be asking for an amendment to strike out number two, the expiration of a daily trail pass. We had changed the time frame from when that Mickelson trail pass would be available from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. But given our previous conversation on the fact that we want to carve out Mickelson Trail and keep it as a half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunset, we would just need to take that rule out, and we would be consistent with your previous actions. So first, I guess I would ask for an amendment to strike number two.
A motion to approve the amendment?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And then
any opposed? And then is there a motion to approve the amended proposed 16F?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
So now we're going to go to number 28, action item.